Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Calico Rock High School. We've got some Mammoth Spring Lady Bears basketball action coming up for you. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on the Calico Rock Lady Pirates, and it is for the championship of the tournament here at Calico Rock. And your ball game is brought to you by Palace Drug in Mammoth Spring in Salem, Taylor Brewbaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer, West Plains, and Little Springs, F&B Community Bankers, Ozark College, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Springs, Bank of Salem, Mammoth Springs School, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, and also your boosters for the ball game: Cooper 7C's Family Farm in Mammoth Springs, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, Clary Funeral Home Thayer in Alton, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Carter Funeral Home Thayer in West Plains, Forschler's True Value in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Main Street Automotive in Mammoth Springs, Farm Bureau, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. It's the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Calico Rock Lady Pirates coming up in just a little over 12 minutes. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We'll talk some more basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC
and get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears.
At Ozarka College, success isn't just a goal, it's our mission. Whether you dream of becoming a teacher, pilot, nurse, chef, or welder, we offer personalized support, small class sizes, and flexible schedules to get you there. With campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, and online options, your future is closer than ever. Take the next step at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back to Calico Rock. It is the Rumble in the Rock tournament, the championship for the girls, or I should say Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on Calico Rock Lady Pirates. And how did they get here? Well, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they got here by beating Kingston 51-34, and Calico Rock got here by defeating Ozark Mountain. So now it is the championship game between Mammoth Spring and Calico Rock. So let's take a look at your starting lineups. We believe for Calico Rock it's going to be Macy Harris, Jalen Whitaker, McKinlan Harden, Caden Cook, and Scarlett Owens. And also for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and Lady Bears come in with a record of 12-6 on the season. And the Lady Bears will be starting Molly Corbett, Bethany Robbins, Peyton Flynn, Kaya Kane, and Braylon Washam. That's your five starters for Coach Devin Cray and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears as we're getting ready to do battle here for the tournament championship at Calico Rock High School. You'll have to bear with me, folks. This is Rick Harris, and I'm filling in for both Mike Robertson and Mike Crays, who both apparently have lost their voices. So I'll be here coming in at the last minute, so bear with me. And wonder how many times we're going to say ladies zizzer basketball. That's what I'm – just count them at home, okay? Just count them at home. Lady Bears and the Lady Pirates from Calico Rock getting ready for the Rumble in the Rock tournament championship here, and we'll have the tip-off coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll take another break. We'll come back in 4 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bears Basketball, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe every shot counts on the court and in real life. That's why we're committed to success in academics, athletics, and the arts. From our innovative programs to our committed faculty and staff, we want to provide everything our students need to succeed. As we cheer on the Bears this season, remember, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today and inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately, like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back to Calico Rock High School. Rumble in the Rock Tournament Championship getting ready to take place between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Calico Rock Lady Pirates. And this should be a pretty good ball game, folks, as we expect both teams to get after it, both on the rebounding boards and defensively. Both will shoot the three. And, of course, we've got the shot clock going here in Arkansas. That's something that we're not used to in Missouri. So shot clock, 35-second shot clock will be in session here. And the Lady Bears looking to pick up their 13th win of the season over the Calico Rock Lady Pirates here in the Rumble in the Rock tournament. Now, coming up in just a little bit, we'll have our national anthem and the introductions of the starting lineups once again. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, it'll be Molly Corbett, Bethany Robbins, Peyton Flynn, Kaya Kane, and Braylon Warsham. And for Coach Jason Hughes and the Calico Rock Lady Pirates, we expect it to be Macy Harris, Jalen Whitaker, Cadence Cook, Scarlett Owens, and Grayson Sanders. That's the five that is expected to start for the Calico Rock Lady Pirates in the ball game. Once again, I want to thank some of our boosters for this broadcast. Penny Lane County in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Farm Bureau, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Main Street Automotive in Mammoth Spring. Just a few of the folks helping to bring you the broadcast here this afternoon, this championship game of the Rumble in the Rock tournament between Calico Rock and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll be ready to tip this one off. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas and Northeast Arkansas or South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, go Bears.
Serving Fulton, Izzard, Sharp, and Stone counties, Ozarka College and our technical centers in Ash Flat and Mountain View deliver hands-on training for high-demand careers. From skilled trades and welding to healthcare and aviation, you'll find high-quality programs built to get you to work faster. Launch your future at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back to Calico Rock High School. And Molly Corbett, along with Kaya Kane. There's Braylon Warsham. Lady Bears being introduced right now. Peyton Flynn. Here comes Bethany Robbins. Coach Devin Cray and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears come in with a record of 12-6 on the season. Now for the Calico Rock Lady Pirates and Coach Jason Hughes. Macy Harris will be the first one out. Jalen Whitaker is the next one out. Cadence Cook will be out next. Scarlett Owens is the next Lady Pirate out. And here comes Grayson Sanders rounding out the starting five for the Calico Rock Lady Pirates. And I can tell you right now, it looks to me like just sitting here courtside that the Lady Bears are going to have the height advantage in this ball game. But it doesn't really come down to that. It comes down to hustle, doesn't it, boys and girls? A few more folks bringing us this ball game. A few more boosters. Forstler's True Value in Thayer, Ashland, Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Carter Funeral Home Thayer in West Plains, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, and the Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton. Just a few of the boosters bringing you our broadcast this afternoon. Championship game of the second annual Rumble in the Rock tournament here at Calico Rock High School. And here comes Calico Rock out. And it will be Cadence Cook jumping center against Bethany Robbins. And Robbins controls the tip easily. Lady Bears with the basketball to get us started here. Washam with it. Goes to the left side. That would be Kane. They go inside and they kick it back out. Kane on the left side, down on the baseline. They go down on the corner. And that is Peyton Flynn. Kane on the right side, puts the shot up, no good. Kane runs down her own rebound. Now she'll get it up this time to Corbett. Corbett up top to Robbins. They'll come right side to Kane. Back up top, that'll be Washam. Back to the right side, Kane, and back to the top of the key around As Warsham fires a three, it's no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Just underway with no score. And Corbett will throw it in. She'll get it inside, shot up, and good by Flynn. And the Lady Bears have a 2-0 lead. As Lady Bears apply some pressure now, three-quarter court pressure. Calico Rock gets it across the line easily. Whitaker with it on the right side, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound underneath, still no good, and Warsham comes away with the rebound for Mammoth Spring. Corbett brings it up, right side to Warsham on the ring. Up top, they'll send it around the horn. Robbins over to Corbett. Kane up top. Now it's Kane on the left wing, trying to drive baseline. She'll go up top to Warsham. Warsham finds Kane underneath. Shot up, will not go. And the rebound comes down by Cook. Calico Rock will bring it up the floor. It'll be Harris setting the offense for the Lady Pirates from Calico Rock. Down on the right side is Whitaker. Whitaker goes into the post that time to Cook. Kicks it back out, Whitaker. Now it's Harris up top once again. And it is stolen from the Lady Bears. Corbett picks up the loose basketball, pushes it up the floor, and puts a shot up. It's no good from the right side. And Calico Rock will bring it up. 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. It's 2-0. Lady Bears with the lead. Championship game of the Rumble in the Rock tournament. Calico Rock with the basketball up top to Sanders. On the right side, the three out of the corner, no good, but the rebound comes down to Owen. Up top now to Harris. She goes left side now. That would be Sanders. Back up to Harris. And it's stolen away by Molly Corbett. Corbett will bring it up the floor. Kane on the left wing now. Down on the block, that would be Robbins. Underneath, wide open that time, was Flynn who missed the shot. And Calico Rock with the rebound. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Still Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 2-0 lead. Harris up top for Calico Rock. She wanted to go left. Finally, she's just going to give it to Sanders up top. And now, out of bounds, Calico Rock on the left side as Harris overthrew Whitaker, and it goes out of bounds. 4:42 to go first quarter. Mammoth Spring leads it 2-0. Corbett will bring it up the floor across the timeline. She'll go to the left side. And loose basketball picked up. Corbett's going to drive it, misses. Flynn, her shot was blocked. Corbett gets the rebound. And now we got a double dribble on Mammoth Spring. Calico Rock will throw it in. And it'll be Harris bringing the ball up the floor. Gives it to Sanders on the left side. Down to Whitaker. Whitaker back to Sanders on the left wing. She'll dribble up top. Loose basketball. Kane steals it up ahead to Corbett. Corbett on the layup. Missed the layup. And we got a foul on Calico Rock. I believe they're going to call that on Harris. And they are. So that'll be the first foul on Harris. First team foul on Calico Rock. And Molly Corbett will go to the free throw line. Shooting two for Mammoth Spring. First one is no good. We've played one half of the first quarter. Mammoth Spring leads it 2-0. Second free throw from Molly Corbett of the Lady Bears. And it's good. So Corbett's got her first points of the ball game, and it's 3-0. Harris brings it up for Calico Rock. And timeout call by Calico Rock, and we'll take a break. And we'll come back. In 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Welcome back to Calico Rock. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Calico Rock Lady Pirates 3-0. Championship game of the Rumble in the Rock tournament. Calico Rock with the basketball. Sanders, she traveled with the basketball. It'll be Lady Bear basketball. And it'll be Bethany Robbins to throw it in for the Lady Bears. Molly Corbett will bring it up the floor, across the timeline. Left side, looking things over. And finally she'll get it up to Robbins. Now Kane up top. She'll give it to Washam up top. Washam, right side. That's Corbett at the free throw line. Down to Washam underneath. Lynn in the post. Shot is blocked by Cook. And here comes the Lady Pirates up the floor. That would be Owens with the basketball. Gets it up to Harris. Now driving the baseline. And we got a foul. That's going to be on Flynn. That'll be her first team foul on Mammoth Spring. Calico Rock will take it out on the baseline. Sanders throws it in. Down on the block. And foul's going to be called on Kane, I believe, and it is. So Kane picks up the foul, her first, second team foul. And it will be Owens to the free throw line to shoot two for Calico Rock. And she makes the first one. So Calico Rock is on the board with 3:06 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw from Owens is coming up, and it's good. Lady Bear lead is 3-2 with 3:06 to go first quarter. Corbett will bring it up the floor, right side. That'll be Washam. Up top now to Robbins. Back to Washam on the right wing. Kane up top now. They go inside to Flynn. Goes off of Flynn's hands out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Pirate basketball. Sanders will throw it in. Harris will bring it up the floor. 3-2. Lady Bears with the lead. Harris with it. Comes to the left side. Now gives it up to Sanders. Down into the corner. That's Whitaker. Up top to Harris. And Lady Bears playing some tough defense out here right now. Getting in the face. And we got a travel on Whitaker. And it'll be Lady Bears basketball. 2:26 to go first quarter. Molly Corbett will bring it up for the Lady Bears. Kane now in the left corner. Kane will get it inside. That's Flynn. Flynn kicks it back out to Kane. She'll drive the inside the lane, and she travels. So a lot of turnovers here in the first quarter of this championship ball game. Lady Pirates with it. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Sanders up top. Gives it up to Whitaker. Back to Sanders. Sanders up top. And she throws it to Owens, and it went right off of Owens' hands out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Bear basketball. Both teams turning the ball over here quite a bit in the first quarter. Corbett up the floor. They'll go into Flynn at the free throw line. Underneath to Washam. Loose basketball, and it's picked up by Sanders. Here comes Sanders, and we got a foul on the Lady Bears. And that's going to go against Corbett. That'll be her first, 13 foul on the Lady Bears. Lady Pirates will inbound on the side near half court. Harris with it up top. Minute and a half to go first quarter. Lady Bears lead it 3-2. Sanders up top now. Whitaker shoots the three. It's an air ball. Corbett with the rebound. Corbett pushing it up the floor. Across the timeline, Kane down in the left corner. Kane's going to fire a three, and it's good. Kaya Kane hits the three-pointer from the left wing, and it's a 6-2 Lady Bear lead with a minute 8 to go first quarter. Sanders on the left side tries to get it inside. We got a jump ball, and you can't see what the possession arrow says. I believe it says Calico Rock. So Lady Pirates will have it on the baseline. It'll be Sanders to throw it in. Sanders finally goes up top. Long three-point attempt is no good that time by Owens. Lady Bears with the rebound. And a foul is going to be called. And that one is going to go against Whitaker, her first. Second team foul. 51 seconds to go first quarter. Robbins with it. Gets it to Flynn at the free throw line. Flynn kicks it back out to Kane, who will fire another three. That one's good. Kane hits it from the left wing once again. Her second three of the ball game. Lady Bear is up by 7, 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Harris up top, left side to Sanders. Sanders dribbles up top. Left side now to Whitaker. They go down on the block. And that shot is going to have a foul on the Lady Bears. Foul's going to be on Flynn. That'll be her second, fourth team foul on the Lady Bears. And at the free throw line is going to be Owens for Calico Rock. She makes the first one. She's got all three of the Lady Pirates' points into the ball game now. Would be Zoe Levy. Checking in for Flynn. And it's Owens once again for her second free throw. And she missed that one. Rebound to Robin. Gets it to Corbett. Here come the Lady Bears with 17 seconds on the clock. Kane had it underneath. Loose basketball and picked up by Calico Rock. 8 seconds. 6 seconds now. Coming all the way. Shot up and no good. And back up, no good once again. And finally, Robbins gets the rebound. 9-3 is your score at the end of one. Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring lead it. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bears Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back to Calico Rock High School. Rumble in the Rock, second annual. It's the championship game. Lady Bears will have the basketball to start the second quarter. They lead it 9-3. And it is Levy with the basketball at the free throw line. As it's stolen by Sanders. Sanders can't control the ball, but finally gets a hold of it and puts it in for the layup. Lady Bears up by 4. And here's some Lady Pirates press action, three-quarter court press. Kane will fire a three from the wing. This one's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Pirates. Sanders will bring it up the floor. Up top to Harris. Left side now. They go to Whitaker. Back up top to Harris. She'll go to the right side this time. They go underneath. Shot up. No good. And Lady Bears with the basketball. That's Washam. Gives it to Corbett. Up the floor, gets it to Kane. Robbins with it. Corbett up top. Right side to Washam. Down in the right corner is Levy. Now they go to Kane in the paint. Kane puts a shot up, no good. loose basketball, and Kane knocks it over to Robin. Warsham with the basketball. Now it'll be Corbett back over. And three-pointer no good that time. And the rebound comes down to Lady Bears. Corbett with the basketball. She'll bring it up top. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Kane goes down to Warsham in the right corner. And into the post where it is stolen away by Calico Rock. Up top is Harris. Harris over the left side, and it is stolen by Robbins. Corbett will bring it back the other way for the Lady Bears. Corbett on the right side. She got bumped, and they're going to take it out of bounds, I believe. And Macy Harris, picks up her second foul. First foul here, second quarter. Lady comes out of the ball game. And inside they go. Shot is missed by Robbins inside. And Calico Rock will bring it up the floor. So Flynn comes back into the ball game for Lady. Sanders up top. And she threw it straight to Robin. Up ahead, Corbett with a wide open layup, and she missed it. Calico Rock with the rebound. Both teams not playing very good here in the first half. Lady Bears lead it 9-5. And Sanders on the left wing. And that one is almost stolen. And now it is stolen. Corbett picks up the loose ball. Robbins will give it right back to her, and Corbett comes the other way. Warsham on the right wing for three. It's good. Braylon Warsham hits the three. That is the third three of the first half for the Lady Bears, who lead it 12-5. 4:58 to go here in the first half. It's the championship game of the second annual Rumble in the Rock. Calico Rock with the basketball. Whitaker on the left side. Goes in the post up top. Sanders fires. It is no good. And now we've got a hold on Calico Rock. It's going to be on Whitaker, and that's her second foul. Second team foul here in the first half. And Whitaker comes out. Harris comes back into the ball game. Corbett will bring it up. Right side to Warsham. Back to Corbett up top. She'll dribble to the right side. Cross court to Kane. They'll go down to Flynn on the post. Flynn puts the shot up and in. Peyton Flynn with her fourth point of the ball game, and it's a 9-point lead for the Lady Bears with 4:20 to go first half. Harris with the basketball in the paint. Shot up, no good that time by Cook, and it's the Lady Bears with the rebound. Corbett bringing it up the floor, right side to Warsham. She'll drive the baseline. Gets cut off, gets it to Corbett, back to Warsham. 3 seconds in the lane on Mammoth Spring. All right, it'll be Harris to bring it up for the Lady Pirates. Right side to Sanders, back to Harris up top. She'll come to the left side. Gets it to, let's see, that would be Owens, back up to Harris. Down in the corner, Sanders firing the three from the wing. It is no good. Robbins with the rebound. And Corbett will bring it up the floor for the Lady Bears. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Down on the baseline, Flynn gives it to Kane inside. Kane kicks it out to Warsham. Now they'll go back to Flynn inside. Kicks it out to Warsham. We'll fire a three from the wing. It's good from the left side. Braylon Warsham. And Calico Rock wants a timeout. 3:18 to go first half. It's 17-5. Lady Bears with the lead. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Welcome back to Calico Rock. And I want to thank some more boosters for the Lady Bears. Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering is there. Dustin Walters. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove is there. Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated is there. And Clary Funeral Home there and Alton. Calico Rock with the basketball. Lady Bears lead it 17-5 here. 3:10 to go in the first half. And there's a travel. Travel on Sanders, or I'm sorry, on Whitaker. And the Lady Bears will inbound the basketball. Corbett will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Robin. Now they'll go Kane on the left side. Washam with it on the left wing. Kane up top. Back to Corbett. Now to Robbins. Washam on the left wing. Up top to Robbins. 17 on the shot clock. Washam on the left side. Robbins up top. They'll go inside to Flynn. Flynn travel with the basketball. 2.5 to go, first half of the championship game of the second annual Rumble in the Rock. Lady Bears lead the Lady Pirates 17-5. And Calico Rock with the basketball. Harris on the right side gets it out, and the three-pointer is good by Whitaker. That's the first three-pointer from Calico Rock, and it's a 9-point ball game lead for the Lady Bears. Ball is saved inside, and then Calico Rock steals the basketball. Sanders will bring it up the floor, gives it to Harris up top, and that one's going to be blocked or stolen by the Lady Bears. Corbett brings it up. Corbett at the free throw line. Kane on the left wing, back up to Corbett. Washam with it. Now Robbins with the basketball. Kane with it. They go inside to Corbett. Shot up and good. Molly Corbett cutting right across the lane. And a good pass that time as the Lady Bears put it back up to an 11-point lead here in the first half. Minute 25 to go. And we've got a foul on the Lady Bears. Going to go against Kane. First team foul here of the second quarter on Mammoth Spring. And at the free throw line is Whitaker, and she missed the first one. It rumbled around a little bit and then just popped out. And she makes the second one. Whitaker with 4 points in the ball game. She leads Calico Rock here with a minute 17 to go in the first half. 10-point lead for the Lady Bears. Kane up top. Washam on the right wing. Kane now on the left wing. Kane down the corner. That's Corbett, left side. Up top to Washam. Right side is Kane. Kane's going to drive inside, kicks it underneath. Shot up and good that time by Washam. Warsham leading the way here with 8 points for the Lady Bears, who now lead it by 13, their biggest lead of the ball game. 41 seconds to go in the first half. Calico Rock with the basketball. Up top, that would be Sanders. Left side, Harris for three. It's no good. And back up and in by Owens. It's good. Up the floor is Warsham with the basketball. And it's stolen away by Calico Rock as they are double-teaming now. Up ahead, shot is up, no good. Kane with the rebound. And now we've got a foul on Calico Rock. And that'll be the third on Macy Harris, third team foul on the Lady Pirates. Lady Bears with the basketball, 6 seconds to go here. Corbett with it, driving the lane, puts it up. Offensive foul on Molly Corbett. That's her second team foul. 1:04 on the clock in the first half. Lady Bears lead it by 10. And it'll be Sanders That'll be the end of the first quarter. 21-11, Lady Bears with the lead over Calico Rock. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears.
Ozarka College is where your future takes shape. Whether you're preparing for a career in a technical field or planning to transfer to a university, we have a program that fits your goals. With affordable tuition, flexible online options, and personal support, your success is within reach. Take the first step towards something life-changing. Start your journey at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe every shot counts on the court and in real life. That's why we're committed to success in academics, athletics, and the arts. From our innovative programs to our committed faculty and staff, we want to provide everything our students need to succeed. As we cheer on the Bears this season, remember, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today and inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Welcome back to Calico Rock High School, the second annual Rumble in the Rock Championship girls game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Calico Rock Lady Pirates 21-11 here at the half. For the Lady Bears, they're being led by Braylon Warsham with 8 points here in the first half, 6 for Kaya Kane, 4 points for Peyton Flynn, 3 points for Molly Corbett. And the foul situation, Corbett, Flynn, and Kane, each with 2 fouls apiece. And that's it. For Calico Rock, they're being led by Scarlett Owens with 5, Jalen Whitaker with 4, and Grayson Sanders with 2. And Macy Harris has picked up 3 fouls in the first half, and Jalen Whitaker has picked up 2. So Lady Bears leading 21-11 here in the second annual Rumble in the Rock Girls Championship. Lady Bears have hit 4 three-pointers here in the first half, and Calico Rock has only hit 1 three-pointer in the first half. Both teams playing a little sloppy here in the first half as they're turning the ball over, and they'll have to go in here at halftime and see if they can't clean that up. Lady Bears, though, they've been ahead by as many as 13 in the ball game. They lead it by 10 here at the half. Coming up next will be your boys' championship game between the Calico Rock Pirates and Lead Hill. So that game is coming up right after the girls' game. So you got time to get here to Calico Rock if you want to watch the boys' game. Or you still got time to get here if you hurry. and you can watch the second half of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Calico Rock Lady Pirates here at Calico Rock High School. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game. Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Mammoth Spring School, Bank of Salem, Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Ozark College, FNBC Community Bankers, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker with offices in Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs, Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, West Plains, and Palace Drug in Mammoth Spring and Salem. And some of your boosters in the ball game: Cooper 7C's Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated up there, Clary Funeral Home Thayer in Alton, Alton Bank in their branch bank at Birch Street, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. Just some of the boosters bringing you Lady Bears basketball here this afternoon in Calico Rock. All right, we'll take another break. And when we come back, we'll have the start of the fourth quarter for you. You're listening to Lady Bears basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick, and Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas and Northeast Arkansas or South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Bears.
Welcome back. back to Calico Rock High School, the second annual Rumble in the Rock girls tournament championship game as we start the third quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 21-11 lead over Calico Rock. And Lady Pirates of Calico Rock will get the basketball to start the third quarter. It's Harris up top, goes to the right side, drives, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound comes down, but it's stolen away, and then a foul call. I believe it's going to be on Warsham. And it is. Warsham picks up her first foul of the ball game. First team foul here in the third quarter. And it'll be Scarlett Owens to the free throw line. She makes the first one. Scarlett now with 6 points in the ball game. She leads the Lady Pirates. And she makes the second one. She's got 7 in the ball game, and it's an 8-point Lady Bear lead. Corbett brings it up right side to Washam. They go inside now to Robbins. Robbins puts the shot up, and it's good. Robbins with her first points of the ball game. Back to a 10-point lead. And it will be Sanders on the left side. Sanders gives it to Owens. Back up top to Harris now. Now back to Sanders. Sanders up top, right side to Harris. She's going to try to drive in the right corner. And driving, puts the shot up, no good. And second shot, no good. But Robbins with the rebound for the Lady Bears. Corbett up the floor, gets it to Washam on the right wing. Corbett up top. Lady Bears will set up the offense now. Washam, Kane, left side now. Flynn. And that one's stolen away. Then it's kicked by Calico Rock. And it's going to be Lady Bears basketball. I got to admit, I don't understand that call because the ball was kicked. Maybe that's what he's calling it. The ball was kicked by Calico Rock. It hadn't gone out of bounds or anything, but the official blew his whistle and said it was Lady Bear basketball. Corbett, and now we got a foul on Lady Bears. Flynn picks up her third foul of the ball game on an illegal screen. Second team foul on Lady Bears. Harris will bring it up the floor, gets it over to Sanders. Sanders throws one up there, no good. Flynn with the rebound. And Corbett will bring it the other way. Up the floor in the left corner is Kane. Kane back to Corbett up top. Goes to the right side to Warsham. Now they go Kane on the left wing. Corbett down in the left corner. Up top to Warsham. Right side to Kane. Kane on the wing. Up top to Corbett. Corbett driving in the lane. She's going to get fouled. Molly Corbett's going to free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Bears. That foul is on Sanders. That's her first. First team foul here in the third quarter. Lady Bears with a 10-point lead. Molly Corbett at the free throw line to shoot two. Corbett misses the first free throw. Coming out will be Cook. Coming in will be Harden. Excuse me, Harden. And Corbett hits the second free throw. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Lady Bears with 11-point lead, 5:55 to go here in the third quarter. Harris gives it over to Sanders, down in the corner to Whitaker on the left side. Go down the lower block, shot up, no good. And finally, Lady Bears come away with a rebound, playing with it. Corbett will bring it up the floor, right side to Warsham. They'll go Robbins now, up top to Kane. Kane thought about the shot, Flynn on the low post. Up top, Warsham, Kane over on the right side. Kane now to Robbins, shot up, no good. Battling for the rebound, and Calico Rock comes out of the pack with it. It'll be Sanders, left side to Harris. Harris cut off at the free throw line. Now that would be Whitaker. Shot up, no good. And I'll tell you what's going on as soon as the official gets out of the way. Coach Gray trying to get a timeout. And he was standing like 5 feet behind the official. And the official didn't hear him. Okay, Mammoth Spring gets the ball on a turnover. Lady Bears bring it up. They'll go Flynn out the low post. Flynn puts it up, no good. Hits the deck, no call. And here comes Calico Rock with the basketball. Whitaker, and down in the paint. Loose ball on the floor. Calico Rock with it again. And 3 seconds in the lane, called on the Lady Pirates. Here comes the Lady Bears up the floor pushing the basketball. Corbett gets it to Kane. Kane on the left side trying to drive. Shot up, no good. And Kane gets her own rebound as everybody just turned and started to go the other end. Nobody went after the rebound. Corbett with it up top for the Lady Bears. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lady Bears lead it by 11. Robbins over to Kane. From the left wing, the three-pointer is no good by Warsham. Kane had the basketball, falls down. Corbett with it, driving the baseline and scores. Molly Corbett now with six in the ball game. Lady Bears, I told you, count the times I say it. Lady Bears, 13-point lead here. It's Owens, on the left side, up top Sanders. Sanders with the basketball. Harris now on the right side, drives to the free throw line, kicks it back to Sanders. Sanders up top. She'll go right side now, trying to get inside. We're going to have a foul on Mammoth Spring. Going to be on number two, and that's Kane. That's her third. That's the third team foul here in the third quarter. And it'll be Sanders at the free throw line to shoot two for Calico Rock. First one's no good. Coming into the ball game now will be Levy once again. And Flynn will come out for Mammoth Spring. Second free throw is good by Sanders. She's got 3 points in the ball game. It's a 12-point lead for the Lady Bears, 26-14. Levy coming down the lane, shot up, no good. And rebound to Calico Rock. And it's Sanders with the basketball in the lane, shot up and good. Sanders now a 5 in the ball game, and it's a 10-point lead once again for the Lady Bears. Levy gives it up to Corbett inside. Corbett shot up, no good. And a rebound. Now they're going to call a foul on Corbett. That'll be the third on Corbett, fourth team foul. Lady Bears with 4 team fouls here in the third quarter. Only one for Calico Rock. Harris will bring it up the floor. 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Now it will be Sanders. Sanders up top, left side, gives it up to Owen. Now down on the block, shot is up, no good. Corbett with the rebound. And she'll bring it up the floor for the Bears. Molly Corbett, Warsham on the right side, up top to Kane. Left side, Levy, they'll go into Robbins. Robbins, and a lot of contact, no call. Kane just took a shot to the eye, no call, and here comes Sanders like a bull in a china closet. Missed the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. Finally, Warsham with the rebound, gets it to Corbett. And timeout called by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 26-16, Lady Bears with the lead, 1:57 to go, third quarter. And we are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bears Basketball, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
High school students, your future starts now. Through Ozarka College's concurrent credit and career training programs, you can explore hands-on careers in automotive, nursing, welding, and more, often at little or no cost. Gain real-world experience and graduate ahead of the game. Talk to your high school counselor or visit ozarka.edu to learn more. Ozarka College, life-changing.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Welcome back to Calico Rock High School. Minute 56 to go, third quarter. Lady Bears will have the basketball. They lead it 26-16. It is the championship of the second annual Rumble in the Rock tournament. Girls championship coming up. After this game will be the boys championship between Calico Rock and Lead Hill. So it'll be Robbins to throw it in for the Lady Bears. Gives it to Corbett. Corbett will bring it up and set up the offense. Robbins up top, playing at the free throw line. Warsham up top. She'll fire the three. It's no good. Warsham chases down her, or Flynn chases down the rebound. Corbett with it. Warsham on the left wing. They go inside to Flynn, and Flynn's going to get fouled. And that foul is going to go against Cook for Calico Rock, her first. Second team foul here in the third quarter. Corbett will throw it in on the baseline, gets it to Robbins. Robbins shot up. It's good, and she's fouled. And that foul is going to be called on Whitaker, and that's her third. Third team foul, and Robbins goes to the free throw line, shooting one for the Lady Bears. And she makes it. Robbins now with 5 points all here in the third quarter. And the Lady Bears lead it once again by 13 with a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Sanders gets it over to Whitaker. Whitaker in the paint, shot up, and rebound comes down. Calico Rock up top. Three-pointer is no good. Air ball that time by Sanders, and it'll be Lady Bear basketball. Corbett bringing it up the floor. Corbett to Robbins up top. They'll go Flynn once again, the free throw line. And Flynn's going to get tied up on the jump ball. It'll be Lady Bears basketball on the change of possession. So Robbins will throw it in again. Gives it to Corbett. Corbett with the basketball on the right wing. Up top now to Warsham. Left side now. And Flynn inside. Flynn shot up. No good. Robbins with the rebound. Flynn or Warsham underneath. No. Missed the shot, and Calico Rock with a rebound. Sanders brings it up. We'll set the offense. Calico Rock with 40 seconds, 25 on the shot clock. Sanders on that right side now. Back to Sanders. Across the way she goes to Harris. Now they go right side and back up to Sanders, who will drive the lane. Shot up, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Mammoth Spring as Sanders gets in there. And that foul is on Robbins. That's her first. That's the 15th foul on Mammoth Spring this quarter. And it is Cook shooting the free throw. Cook misses the first free throw. And I just like the official's response to Coach Gray from Mammoth Spring as she misses the second free throw. He's wanting to know how the foul was called, and the official just looked at him and said, I don't know. He said, I don't know. Well, maybe he should know. I mean, he is the official, I'd say. Flynn with the basketball. Warsham with it up top to Corbett. 2 seconds. They got to get a shot up. Warsham fires out of the corner, and it's good. Now they're saying no good, shot clock violation. And at the end of three, 29-16, Lady Bears with the lead, and we are back. In 1 minute, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball, anywhere in time, Big Country 95.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Welcome back to Calico Rock High School. Fourth quarter of the championship game getting ready to start. Calico Rock with the basketball. Lady Bears of Mammoth Spring lead at 29-16, and we are underway in the fourth quarter. And it'll be Whitaker on the left side. That would be, well, they go inside, and finally we're going to have a jump ball. It'll be Lady Bear basketball. The three right at the buzzer there in the third quarter from Braylon Warsham. It was good, but they said the time the clock expired. I got news for you, folks. That was out of her hand before the buzzer sounded. Warsham puts up the jumper in the lane. No good. Missed it. And here comes Harris the other way. It's a 13-point lead, biggest lead of the ball game for Mammoth Spring. And Corbett gets a hand up, knocks the ball away. Flynn picks it up. Now it's Corbett bringing it up the floor. In the right side is Warsham, back to Corbett. Corbett gets it to Flynn. Now run down by Robbins and a foul. Foul is going to be on Sanders. That's her second. First team foul on Calico Rock. And Robbins will inbound on the side. Corbett up top. Right side to Warsham. Warsham tried to go inside to Flynn. The pass was high. And I don't understand how these officials, it's always the farthest one away from the ball near half court is the one calling all the, Referee just walked by. Coach Cray of Mammoth Springs said, ref your own ball game. I'm serious. I don't think these guys know what they're doing. But anyway, inside, shot is blocked by Robbins. And here comes Corbett up the floor. Corbett kicks it out. Warsham will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound to Calico Rock. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Bears lead it by 3. Championship game of the Rumble in the Rock. And backcourt on Calico Rock. Took them long enough to call it. I mean, she had 3 seconds past the half court before they finally blew the whistle and called the backcourt foul. Corbett gives it to Kane on the left wing. Now Robbins with it on the left low post. Shot up, it's good, and she's fouled. Robbins now with 7. And that foul is called on Whitaker, and that's her 4th for Calico Rock, 2nd team foul. And Robbins hits the free throw. She's got 8 in the ball game, and the Lady Bears have opened up their biggest game lead of the game at 16 with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Sanders, left side. That would be Owens. It's out of bounds on Mammoth Spring. It'll be Lady Pirate basketball on the side. And it'll be Sanders to throw it in. Up top to Harris. Sanders on the left side. She'll dribble up top. Here she comes down the lane again. And we get a foul. Foul is on Corbett. That'll be her 4th foul of the ball game. First team foul. And checking in will be Levy. And Corbett has to come out with those four fouls with 5:49 to go in the championship game. So they finally get it in to Whitaker. Now up top to Harris. Left side. And driving down the lane. Shot is good and a foul that time. Owens with the basket. And foul is going to be on Robbins. That'll be her second. Second team foul. Shooting one free throw. And it is good at time by Owens. Owens has 10 points in the ball game, and it is a 13-point lead. Kane with it on the left side, goes up top to Corbett. Corbett trying to drive, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Calico Rock, 5:23 to go in the ball game. Lady Bears lead it by 13. Owens puts a shot up off the backboard, and I don't know how in the world that went in. And now Calico Rock with some three-quarter court pressure. And Kane gets it to Corbett. Corbett scores on the layup. Corbett with eight. And it's a 13-point lead for the Lady Bears. Sanders to bring it up. 4:50 to go in the ball game. 34-21. Lady Bears with the lead. Championship game of the second annual Rumble in the Rock tournament. And stolen by Warsham, up ahead to Corbett. Corbett on the layup is good. Corbett now with 10 points in the ball game. And Calico Rock wants a timeout. It's 36-21. Lady Bears with the lead. We are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball anywhere, anytime, K Country 95.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Welcome back, Calico Rock. They've got the basketball. 4:20 to go here in the ball game. Lady Zizzers, Lady Bears with a 15-point lead. And shot is up, no good. Robbins with the rebound for the Lady Bears. Knocked out of bounds by Calico Rock. It'll be Lady Bear basketball. 4:08 to go here in the ball game. Levy comes out and Corbett comes back in for the Lady Bears. And it's three-quarter court zone pressure now by Calico Rock. Robbins with it, right side to Warsham. Cross court, Kane with it in the left side. Down on the block inside, shot up and good by Flynn. Flynn now with her 6 point in the ball game. Now it's a 17-point lead for the Lady Bears, their biggest of the ball game. Calico Rock, Harris up top. Right side, long three is good by Whitaker. She's got 7 in the ball game. Corbett brings it up, right side to Warsham, back to Corbett up top. 14-point lead for Mammoth Springs, 3:20 to go in the ball game. Tried to get it inside to Corbett, and finally she runs down loose basketball in the lane. Shot up, it's good. Molly Corbett now with 12 points in the ball game, and it's a 16-point lead as it's Sanders bringing it up. Sanders And Lady Bears in a zone defense. Harris back to Sanders up top. She'll fire the three. It's good. Sanders with 8 points in the ball game. Corbett brings it up. 2:40 to go. And they'll go up top to Kane now. Corbett on the left wing. Warsham right side to Kane down the corner. They'll go Corbett inside. Shot up. And that one would not drop in. Off the back of the iron. Bringing it up the floor. That's Owen. Right side. Long three is no good. And Robbins with the rebound for Mammoth. Corbett with the basketball. Bringing it up the floor across the timeline. She's going to get tripped up. And it's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Harris. That's her fourth for Calico Rock. Third team foul. And Mammoth Spring is calling a timeout. 40-27. Lady Bears with the lead. 2:13 to go in the ball game. And we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on 100 on anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back to Calico Rock. Some more boosters for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Forsler's True Value in Thayer and Ash Flat and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. Main Street Automotive, Mammoth Spring. Farm Bureau, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Allen Supported Living in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling Pump Service in Thayer. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. And Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Stay tuned. After the ball game, we'll have the Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, player of the game. So stay tuned for that coming up after the game. 2:13 to go in the ball game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it 40-27. And Lady Bears will have the basketball on the side. And I'm going to predict a lot of fouls here in the next 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Corbett with the basketball up top. Right side is Warsham. Up top to Kane now. And that ball is going to be out of bounds as Calico Rock almost stole it. Lady Bears will inbound. Robbins on the side here by the Mammoth Spring bench. And Corbett up top. Corbett right side to Warsham. And bear with me. Official in the way. Now, there we go. Lynn down on the post. Gets it to Robbins. Robbins to Corbett. She'll drive inside. Puts the layup up and in. Molly Corbett's got 8 points in the quarter. 14 in the ball game, and it's back to a 15-point lead for Mammoth Spring with a minute and a half to go in the ball game. Harris up top. To the right side on the wing. Harris. Now she'll go inside to Owen. Shot up. No good. Lynn battling and comes out of the pack with the basketball on the rebound. Robbins gives it over to Corbett. Corbett bringing it up the floor. Kicks it out to Warsham. Now Corbett in the right wing. Gives it to Robbins up top to Kane. 1 minute to go in a ball game. Lady Bears lead it by 15. And a foul is going to be called on Macy Harris of Calico Rock, and that's her fifth. She's fouled out of the ball game. Fourth team foul. So Macy Harris with no points in the ball game. And now Calico Rock. Coach Jason Hughes is going to empty his bench, go to the second string now. Corbett will throw the ball in. Gets it to Robbins, back to Corbett on the left side. Corbett kicks it out to Warsham on the right wing. Robbins up top. And now Mammoth Spring getting ready to substitute a new five into the ball game. Next dead foul. And timeout called by Mammoth so they can get the substitutes in. And It's a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening Lady Bear Basketball anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Welcome back to Calico Rock, and it'll be Lady Bears basketball on the side. 38 seconds to go here in the ball game. Throwing it in is going to be Gracie Lingenfelter. Up top now is Levy with the basketball. Back over to Lingenfelter. She'll drive the baseline, and she'll throw it up top to Levy. Levy back over to Lingenfelter. And the 35-second shot clock expires. It'll go to Calico Rock. So bringing it up the floor is Galloway for the Lady Pirates. Galloway, top of the key, shoots the three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Lady Pirates. That shot, no good. Out of bounds, it's going to be Lady Pirate basketball. Lady Pirates with the basketball on the inside, shot up by Cook. At the free throw line, first free throw is good by Cook. That's her first point of the ball game. And the second free throw is no good. And Lady Bears with the rebound. Levy with it. 3 seconds, two. That's going to do it. And the Lady Bears are going to defeat the Calico Rock Lady Pirates 42-28 to claim the second annual Rumble in the Rock Tournament Championship. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes, and we'll give you some scores and totals here. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears.
At Ozarka College, success isn't just a goal, it's our mission. Whether you dream of becoming a teacher, pilot, nurse, chef, or welder, we offer personalized support, small class sizes, and flexible schedules to get you there. With campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, and online options, your future is closer than ever. Take the next step at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe every shot counts on the court and in real life. That's why we're committed to success in academics, athletics, and the arts. From our innovative programs to our committed faculty and staff, we want to provide everything our students need to succeed. As we cheer on the Bears this season, remember, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today and inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
back to Calico Rock High School. And Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have just won the second annual Rumble in the Rock tournament championship as they defeated Calico Rock 42-28. Lady Bears were led by Molly Corbett with 14 points, 8 points for Bethany Robbins, 8 points for Braylon Washam, 6 points for Kaya Kane, and 6 points for Peyton Flynn. For the Calico Rock Lady Pirates, 12 points for Scarlett Owens, 8 points by Grayson Sanders, 7 points for McKinlan Harden, and 1 point for Caden Cook. Lady Bears led it 9-3 at the end of one. They led 21-11 at the half. They led 29-16 at the end of three, and they went at 42-28. Lady Bears, at one time, they held a 17-point lead here in the fourth quarter in this ball game. Lady Bears went at 42-28. Molly Corbett named the most valuable player of the tournament for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. All right, coming up in 30 seconds, we'll have your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent, Seth Godwin, player of the game. You're listening to Lady Bears Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back to Calico Rock. Time for the Arkansas Farm Bureau agent, Seth Godwin, player of the game. And the player of the game is going to be Molly Corbett. Molly scoring 14 points in the ball game, 8 of them in the fourth quarter, as Mammoth Spring wins it 42-28 over the Calico Rock Lady Pirates. And Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they go to 13-6 on the season, and they win the second annual Rumble in the Rock tournament. Want to thank our sponsors, Palace Drug in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Monarch Realty Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem, Mammoth Spring School, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin. Want to thank the boosters for the ball game this afternoon. Cooper 7C's Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, Clary Funeral Home Thayer in Alton, Alton Bank and their branch bank at Birch Tree, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Carter Funeral Home Thayer in West Plains, Sportsless True Value in Thayer, Ash Flat, and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Main Street Automotive in Mammoth Spring, Farm Bureau Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, also Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Lady Bears win it 42-28, and they are the champions of the second annual Rumble in the Rock tournament here at Calico Rock. I want to thank Mason back at the studio for a fine job. I'm Ramblin' Rick, and I am certainly glad you stayed with me and put up with me as I do this Lady Bears ball game broadcast for you. Quick question, how many times did I say Lady Zizzard? Yep, that's what I thought. I wasn't counting either. Thank you, and we'll say goodnight from Calico Rock.